Is learning Shavila Nishos Chamluz Rosh Hashanah Yomayshu Aniyah Rivka Mizvay Shazril Shavu Nachmar Yomayshu Yisus Vishleim Achaim Yishim Amalkim Yom Baruch Basar Malka Matiz Vim Fegel Din and Aschus for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Samach Aleph. I just want to do a very, very quick introduction to Simon. You guys hear me? You hear me? Yeah. Okay. I just want to do a very, very quick introduction to the Simon, we don't hear you. No. See, you hear me? Yeah?
Yep.
So, David, the problem's on your side. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll send the recording. Very quick introduction just to this Simon. Now, just on we all know Rabbeinu Tam's man, the Groz man, the Goyim's man. So I just want to do a quick introduction to it. Now, I am not going into the halachas of exactly how it applies bizman hazeh, or practically how does it apply erev Shabbos, how does it apply matzah Shabbos, when can you be mekel, when can you be not mekel. That's a whole separate sugya. I want to just do a very quick introduction so you understand just the basics of where each one is coming from. Remember, they were talking based on the Gemara, which was written in Bavel, so talking based on the zmanim over there. There's all sorts of questions. Does the Zman change? Different locations? Do the amount of timing change? And various different things. And that's why in Yerushalayim, they're knowing one way. And in America, you're knowing another way, because there's a lot of practical differences. That's a very, very complicated. So again, we're not going into that. We're just basically, so we understand when we're going to learn this Simon, we can just understand basically what we're talking about over here. So the starting point is there's a Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim says that Seis HaKechavim is 4 mil. The amount of time takes 4 mil after Shkia. Okay, now 4 mil is approximately 72 minutes. Some say a little bit more, some say a little bit less. So if you just stop with that Gemara, then and you don't learn anything else, the Gemara says Shkia. So Vayosh Shkia is 18 minutes after Hadlokas Neris. That's when Shkia is essentially sunset. Till Seis HaKechavim is 72 minutes. Okay, very simple. Now, the problem is, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Seis HaKechavim is 3/4 of a mil, right? Which is a fraction of 4 mil, right? That's basically about 13 to 18 minutes after Shkia. That's when Seis HaKechavim is. So which one is it? It's a tremendous, tremendous difference. So we have the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why I sent out the little chart. And if you look at the chart, when you have a chance, you look at the chart, you can see it very clearly. The Rabbeinu Tam says that there's something called Tchila Shkia, okay? And the Gemara in Psachim is talking about Tchila Shkia. From Tchila Shkia till Tseis is 72 minutes, 4 mil. From Seif Shkia till Tseis is 3/4 of a mil. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam works out these two Gemaras. The Gemara in Psachim, 4 mil, from Tchila Shkia till Tseis is 72 minutes. From Seif Shkia until Tseis is 3/4 of a mil, 18 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it works out to. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, from Tchila Shkia until Seif Shkia, it's not Shabbos, it's nothing. From Seif Shkia till Tseis is what we call Bein HaShmashos, which is a Suffolk. Suffolk if it's Shabbos, Suffolk if it's not Shabbos. So, very simple. Comes along the Ga'inim, the Gra, and the Gra says, no, no such thing. Shkia till Tseis is 3/4 of a mil. From what we call, so he's much earlier than Rabbeinu Tam. What we call Shkia, what the Rabbeinu Tam calls Tchila Shkia, that's Shkia. And from Shkia till Tseis is only 3/4 of a mil, about 18 minutes. He says that when the Gemara in Psachim is talking about 4 mil, is talking about 4 mil until the smallest stars are being seen, right? So we know that there's the big stars, the medium stars, and then the small stars. And he says, well, that's way, according to the Gra, that's way, way, way past Seis HaKechavim. Seis HaKechavim is when we have 3 medium stars, which is way before then. And therefore, according to the Gra, Bein HaShmashos starts by Shkia, our Shkia, and goes to Seis HaKechavim about 15 minutes later, give or take a few minutes. And therefore, Shabbos starts, according to the Gra, Shabbos starts about 15 minutes after Shkia. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos starts, but immediately by Shkia is already Suffolk Shabbos. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos starts about 50-something minutes after what we call Shkia. Then it starts the Suffolk, the Bein HaShemashes, and from there you have Tzei. So if you look at the little graph that I sent out, it really lays it out. Now, in the that is what how they explained the Gemara, which was talking about Bavel. When it comes to Lamaisa, America versus Israel versus Bavel, all these different places, there's a lot of different halachas. We're not going to cover that right now. So the times that we're going to say over here is applicable to Bavel, not necessarily applicable to us. So let's now see inside, and hopefully this will make us easier to understand this siman. What is the time of Hadlakas Neiros? Okay, says the Mechaber. Safek Hashecha, now the Mechaber basically goes according to the Rebbeinu Tam. Safek Hashecha, Vahu Bein HaShemashes, okay, that is Bein HaShemashes. That the Hainu, and when is that? Kedai Shir Hiloch, according to Rama, Shloishes Rivi Mil Achashkiyas Achama. Okay, Vishir Mil, who Shalishar Pachas Chalik Shloishim. So the Rama says this is 3/4 of a mil, okay, the amount of time from Shkia until dark. Okay, the question is, are we going Seif Shkia, according to Rebbeinu Tam, which is 3 1/4 mil after Shkia starts, or immediately after Shkia, according to the Gra? We'll have to see that. Okay, and that is the Bein HaShemashes. And during that time of Bein HaShemashes, again, totally different time according to Gra, according to Rebbeinu Tam, but either way, whatever is considered Bein HaShemashes, Ein Ma'asrin HaSavadai, you're not allowed to take Maaser on fruit that is Avadai Chiyuv in Maaser, meaning you know it's Tevel 100%. The Ein Matbilon HaKelim, we don't go ahead and Tevel Kelim that need to be Tevel. The Ein Matlikin HaSaneris, you can't light candles, so you have to light candles before Bein HaShemashes starts. The Ein Ma'arvin HaRuvei, and you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv Aruvei Techumen. So let's pause over here and let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Bein HaShemashes. Ve'im nistapek in Megillah's man l'Bein HaShemashes gam kemasa. So it's already a Suffolk Bein HaShemashes. You also, now we don't call that a Svek Sveika, and there's a long discussion this far on why we don't call that a Svek Sveika, because Bein HaShemashes is not really a Suffolk. There is a time called Bein HaShemashes, right? It's Bein HaShemashes is Suffolk night, Suffolk not. When I say it's a Suffolk, if it's Bein HaShemashes, it doesn't become a Svek Sveika, because Bein HaShemashes is a specific time. So it's only one Suffolk. And therefore, since it's only one Suffolk, we have to go to Chomer. So Suffolk Bein HaShemashes, we treat like Bein HaShemashes. Achashkiyas Achameheinu, as I explained, the Mechaber is going according to the Rebbeinu Tam. When is Bein HaShemashes? The amount of time that it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil after Seif. When is Seif? 3 1/4 mil after Tchila. Okay. That from the beginning of Shkia until the end of Shkia is over 3 mil, as we said, 3 1/4. As we're going to explain in Sif Beis. And then starts Bein HaShemashes. We'll see more about this shortly. We don't do Maisa on Tevel, even if it's Tevel, whether it's Tevel Daraisa or Tevel Darabanan. Once it's Bein HaShemashes, you can't take Maisa. It appears like you're fixing something, right? Since before you take the Maisa, you can't eat the fruit. Now you take the Maisa, you could eat the fruit. You should not be mafrich chala. When it comes to being mafresh challah, we treat it even more stringently in Chutz La'aretz than ma'isa. Why? We mentioned this already. We'll see shortly that there's certain things, Bein HaShemashes, you're allowed to do, you're allowed to tell a guy if it's a tzarech mitzvah. Now, if I want to have nothing to eat on Shabbos, and the only thing I have in my house is fruit that was not yet ma'isa was taken. So therefore, I don't have what to eat on Shabbos, and therefore it's a tzarech mitzvah, so that I can eat on Shabbos whatever the kulas we will have that you can do. But tzarech mitzvah I would be allowed to do on the fruit. However, the kaimel of the shvus Bein HaShemashes a tzarech mitzvah. So Bein HaShemashes, we'll see. For example, I can tell a guy to do something, which is a shvus. I can maybe even take the ma'isa myself, which is a shvus in certain cases. Ukamaisha pasuk l'kame. Well, the Indian challah, however, when it comes to challah, yesh lahachmer b'chol Shabbos, yesh lahachmer b'chol gavna. We should be machmer even during Banish Marshas. Why? When it comes to challah of Chutz La'aretz, I'm able to eat without taking challah. And I can just leave over a little piece and take off the challah after Shabbos. So there's no need. Why? By the fruit is a Litzarech mitzvah, because I don't take the Maaser, I have nothing to eat. But the challah I can eat even without taking the challah. So there's no Tzarech mitzvah over here. L'chein, k'shachal Shabbos be'erev Pesach, as we already said the other day. If it falls out on Erev Pesach, v'lo yifresh challahs from matzah be'erev Shabbos and b'od yoyim, I did not take off challah from Erev Shabbos. Mut l'hafesh af be'erev Shabbos, b'en hashmashah, I can do it b'en hashmashah. The efshalech l'shayach hatichim mikol matzah. I'm not going to be able to go ahead and eat each matzah and leave over a piece of and then take off challah. If Shabbos is Pesach, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. If I don't take off the challah beforehand, I can't leave challah over. So in that case, it is a Litzarech mitzvah, because if I don't take the challah off now, I won't be able to eat. Okay, so again, just to summarize what we said, you can't do these things Banish Mashas if you don't have a real need for it. If you have nothing to eat, then it becomes a Tzarech mitzvah. We'll shortly see. What are the heterim to do when there is a tzarech mitzvah? However, when it comes to challah, since it's not a tzarech mitzvah, since I can take the challah off after Shabbos just by leaving over a piece, I can never, once it's been a shmashas, I can never take the challah. We're not toivel a keli. I'm a chaber hatik lashon ha-mishnah. The chaber is bringing down the lashon of the mishnah and gemara and Shabbos daf lamedayim. Av sheino yikata. The mishnah erelin yehaptu tkelim mitumasim. There, the mishnah is talking about being toivel kelim that became tameh. Where does it make a difference to us? A similar halacha. If we want to board a keli from a guy and we want to table it, there's a sheet that holds we can't do it either. According to those that we're going to see later on that hold that you cannot table kelim on Shabbos, so too they're going to say that you cannot table. Once again, it looks like I'm being misakin as a keli. Why? But beforehand, I couldn't use it. Now I could use it. However, if it's a keli that I must have for Shabbos, I don't have anything else. So now it becomes a tzarech mitzvah. So I'll be allowed to do that. Bein hashmashas. We'll also see. Anyway, this sheet is later on. Their hold you could be tovel kelim on Shabbos. You cannot light candles. This, that to light candles once it's been hashmashas, you cannot do, even if it's a tzarech mitzvah. I'm not going to have a suda Shabbos with candles on. Why? It's going to be dark in the room. Because when it comes to lighting candles, remember, it's suffic night. Taking the mice, was it the rabbanon? I'm being over the rabbanon. Oh, tzarech mitzvah, we said you can do it. When it comes to lighting candles, if it's night, I'm being over deraisa, so that you can't do. The filib of the evidim hidlik. If I did, I should also shari as malacha bein hashmashes. Also lahendis man, I'm not have enough from it. K'mayim hoy oisayz b'shabbos gufa. No difference than if I would have done it on Shabbos itself. The aser va'filim oisayz b'shaygik. Ugemavari b'simen shun yud ches, as we'll see more in Shimon Simon shun yud ches. Ve'ema arvin aruvit tachumen. You're not allowed to do aruvit tachumen. The Gemara. Yeshmachla, why do we say you can't do a Ruvei Tchumen? Gemara Yeshmachla Ruvei Tchumen Mikra. We learn now, even though a Ruvei Tchumen is a Drabbanon, we make it a smacht on a Pasik. Alkein Chav Chamer Dafilu Dva Mitzvah. So we treat it as it's a Daraisa. Ken Kosva L'Shabbos. L'Bavush Mekel Dva Mitzvah. L'Bavush is Mekel that for Dva Mitzvah, you can do a Ruvei Tchumen during Bein HaShmashos. The same like you can be Meiser if it's Dva Mitzvah. These two sheets are found in the Meiri. The sheet that holds you could be Ma'ariv is saying that I'm being Ma'ariv for, because I want to go somewhere, Dvar Shus, not a Dvar Mitzvah. And how am I being making a Ruvei Tchumen? Not by putting something there or being oive any this, or just by walking there and standing there. The ba'alma muta filo dvar rishus. The bepas ha'kaimel and the filo by the yom aim arvin elo dvar mitzvah. To use bread, we anyway would only do if it's l'dvar mitzvah. Ve'ayin l'kamen simet tov tezvav, right? So Lyman, the v'vayi shenu v'evet, that ruvei erev, ayin shem magen avram, that if you did do the erev, it would be a valid erev. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And now we're going to continue next week with the items that you are able to do on during Bein HaShemashos.